Blog Talk Radio. Shit you into, you know. You like it. Dark.
Fucking you deep, taking pics on my phone.
Dark.
Put you to sleep when you wake up, it's sound.
Dark.
I'll violate all the meat on your bones.
Dark.
Your shit gets saucy, I lick till it's gone. I know it tastes like you, dirty. You ain't done this before, but this is what we gon' do, yeah. I can see it in you.
I know it's not.
You like when I do you dirty, like when I do you dirty, oh. Put your face in the pillow, I be smacking on that ass. I grab your neck, choke you real slow. You ain't even gotta ask.
tell nobody. Oh, don't tell nobody. And I'm loving the show.
Right.
Ain't just put in, but for me you a whole.
Right.
Both hands and no hands, you get to the job.
Right.
You came for the cream when I'm close, you don't stop. Cause you're dirty, kiss me, you know it tastes like me.
Right. Right.
I'm the nastiest nigga that you've ever seen.
Yeah,
I see something in you.
Yeah.
You like when I do you dirty. Yeah. Like when I do you dirty. Oh. I put your face in the pillow. I be smacking on that ass. I grab your neck, took you real slow. You ain't even gotta ask. You like when I do you dirty. I ain't gon' tell nobody. Oh, don't tell nobody. Oh, don't tell nobody. This ain't nice and slow, it's so physical. 200 on the dash. Bust that open, no, I want all the smoke. You ain't even gotta ask. I can't do what's all over your body. Ooh, 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 ooh. Like when I do you dirty. Like when I do you dirty. Oh, I put your face in the pillow. I be smacking on that ass. I grab your neck, took you real slow. You ain't even gotta ask. You like when I do you dirty. I ain't gon' tell nobody. Oh, don't tell nobody. Oh, don't tell nobody.
Close the door.
Thank you.
tell me what you want. Oh, you want that? Say the word. Turn around.
Anything that you want, baby, tell me you want it. I got it, babe.
Tell me what you want, no.
No more hoping and wishing. Name your position. I got it, babe.
Tell me what you want, and I got it, babe.
Anything that you want, baby, tell me you want it. I got it, babe.
Good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined tonight with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Hey, how you doing tonight, Diva?
Diva, I am doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing great. Ooh, I'm ready for this show. Ladies and gentlemen, you have entered the erotic love zone. And this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links on, Diva. You got yours on?
Absolutely. All the time.
I know that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, press that one and join us. We want you to. Before I continue, I want to give a big hello and shout-out to a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO of Raw Link. You can acquire them over there on Facebook at Raw Links Be Raw at Facebook.com and Amazon. And if you can't get them over there, holler at your girl or anybody in Epiphany. We got you. We'll make sure some Raw Links will come through for you. They are beautiful. They are healing.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll just be happy with them. Please get you some of these beautiful gems and gemstones and precious metals and even wood. All of those have healing properties. So, Diva, this show tonight is a continuation of our sex games for every night of the week. Last week, we did Freaky Friday. And this week is Slut Me Out Saturday. Well, Slut Her Out Saturday.
Have mercy.
Yes. Mm. And what's going to take place tonight? Gentlemen, this is the night for you to tell us how you have taken complete control of her body and just give every and anything to her that you want. And she must abide by the rules. It's a small portion of my piece, I say. Rules are rules. And ladies, Mm-hmm. I want you to tell me if you were obedient to them and did what you were supposed to be. Were you that good little girl or were you that bad little girl? Press that one and tell us.
Ooh,
oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. I am so, ooh, girl, I'm so ready to see how this is going to go.
Mm.
But before we do, I want to know, just like everybody else, I'm sure, Diva, you allow your man to slut you out. Are you obedient and do what he says and give him what he wants?
Hmm? You know what? I do. I do. It just seems like it's no
holds barred. Let me pull my hair back out of my face for this. I sweat and it gets steamy up in here, so I got to move my hair back out of the way. Go ahead, Diva.
Well, yes, I do. I, you know, I took a quiz not too long ago and found out that I was a submissive. So I was like, wow.
Ooh.
And I thought that I was a switch because there's once in a while, I like to get on top and do what I want to do. But anyway, overall, I was a submissive, so this assignment was rather somewhat easy, perhaps.
Okay.
But I got a feeling we're in trouble. We're in trouble this week, though, as usual.
You know we are. You already know we are. Well, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I am a switch. Because outside of the bedroom, I am
mm-hmm.
a dominant female. It's not that I
right.
won't soften and, you know, give that soft and feminine side to me, to my man, but you ain't going to push me around. I'm not a yes woman, okay? I will debate you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but in the bedroom, please, you got to Lord. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I want to be told. Yeah, I completely submit. I am a total submissive in the bedroom because it does something for me, especially if I feel that I'm in a safe space with him.
Mm-hmm.
I will give him complete and total autonomy
mm-hmm.
in that safe space. It's necessary.
Right.
I don't know why challenges it is, you know. But as soon as we done and, you know, it's back to business, okay, come on, baby, let's handle our business. We got to do what we got to do, you know. But for this particular day, slut her out Saturday, yeah, I give him control of everything. We could be anywhere. He can, you know, he can slide the panties to the side if we want to, wherever. That is, if he wants to wear panties. Yes, girl. Yes, yes, yes. So, my diva, would you like to go first, or would you like me to kick it off?
I can.
All right. Well.
Oh boy.
I'm gonna put you in the spotlight. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Five Nights of Slutisfaction. I'm a naked slut puppy wearing a collar with a leash. Crawl on the floor, you say, as you lead me around and telling me to sit, open my mouth for me to suck you. I'm obeying every command because you have a crop in your hand. The next night, I'm tied to the bed, making me suck your manhood and pulling out to make me teabag you, going back in again until you give me a facial. Another night, lube was on the bed. We were naked. You took the lube and fingered my tight hole and lubed your dick and gently, gently slid in while I rubbed my clit. Intense feeling, you moaning, I'm groaning as you pass my ring of fire. So tight, you moan. I beg, don't pull all the way out. Just stroke until you come. Next to the end of the week, You make me finger myself until I get off. Then you make me put my fingers in my mouth to taste my essence as I watch your tumescence. The fifth night of the week, you tell me to lay on my back with my head over the side of the bed. You stroke my throat, your hands around my neck to choke, which thrills you. Hell, me too. You come giving me a pearl necklace. You swipe my neck with your fingers and put them in my mouth to taste. The weekend comes. I get no break because you want me every night. I never have an objection because our fucking is full of affection with the dirty talk. You let me on top until you want me under you. When we come, I'm full of energy and you can hardly walk. And that's that piece.
Lord have mercy. Lord, Lord have mercy. So much I want to say about this piece, but I'm stuck on the part. You come giving me a pearl necklace. I'm tongue tied. Lord, let me calm down before I mess around and delete my piece. That was
Eva, I know.
That was,
thank you.
Ooh, that was hot.
Thank you. And I'm sure you have something just as hot. So, Diva, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I don't know if it's hot as yours, but I got something. Damn. All right. Okay. This is called His Control. He loved the sex games between them. But Saturday, let her out Saturday, was his absolute favorite. Because even though she was a switch in the bedroom, she had to obey every command, everywhere, beyond there. That was his time to shine, because he could fuck and taste her in any position, at any time, anywhere. She must not resist. The sun hadn't started to rise yet, and he loved to look at her as day was breaking before touching her, making love to her. It was just something about the peace on her face in her slumber that kept a part of his desire burning for her. But this morning, it was still dark, so he slid up and firmly grabbed her face, gently rubbing the head of his already brick hardness back and forth across her soft, thick lips, just before slowly sliding it in her mouth. And when she made a sound, he started a gentle stroking, swelling with each entrance, as if making love to her mouth. He moaned and pumped until he couldn't hold back, getting head with his weakness. By this time, she was fully awake but knew not to move. So he pulled out and climbed on top of her thick, juicy ass. Not even changing her position, he put a hand under her chin, and just as he rammed it in, he said, "I'm going to started pounding, which seemed to last forever because she was getting sore. She didn't know he barely slept in anticipation of slutting her out, so he had more stamina than usual. The more she moaned, the more he controlled his stroke, because this day was strictly about control. Her pussy was so tender, she begged him to finish, "Baby, please." But rules were rules. He pulled out, looked her over, put his legs on his, put her legs on his shoulders and just gave her slow strokes while singing, "I'm sorry, baby," in between kisses and her calling his name. She grabbed his head and said, "May I come, please, may I come?" And that drove him crazy. He said, "Fuck, yes," as he deepened his stroke. "Tell me you're coming. Say it." She called out, "Baby, oh, baby, I'm coming. Oh, God, I'm coming." And he called out her name while coming with her. And that's that piece.
Lord have mercy. You know, us poets, one and all, have amazing imagery. And I'm trying to tell you, I saw almost everything. Matter of fact, I did see everything. I might as well admit that. Ooh, I'm trying to tell you.
That's what I'm talking about. That's
my intention. Thank you.
Yes. Especially when was trying to cry out, "I'm coming." I'm like, whoa.
You know what? There are certain men, some men like to hear you tell them, you know, even though you done started already, you done peaked and you the climax is happening, they still want to hear you say it. I don't know. It does something for him. I don't know. But, girl, this is only going to get hot.
It does something for me.
I know that's right.
Right.
Oh, Diva. I don't know if you got a drink tonight. I don't know if you are in the proper position to you know, take all this in that's getting ready to be bestowed upon us. All this hotness, this nastiness. But get ready, honey, because here it comes. We're going to open up this first microphone. You ready? We're going to open up this first microphone to someone I like to call Trouble, but his pen name is Poetic. Hey, Poetic. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Hey, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Adrian. Hey, Don.
Hey,
oh, God. Hey, man. It done got steamy in here already just from the greeting.
I just want to say for the record, I'm a little too young for this show after hearing y'all pieces.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a little too young. Somebody's getting facials. Somebody's saying, "Make me come." Yeah, I'm a little young for this tonight.
Poetic,
yeah.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Sure.
Aren't you a dominant?
Very much so.
All right, then. We're near too young for this. Okay. If you probably invented half the shit we're talking about.
I don't know about that. Whew, man, y'all came with it. Y'all brought it tonight. I mean, God.
Maybe not invented it, but I'm sure you've mastered it. I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, the wonderful thing about thinking that you've mastered something is that you meet someone new and they show you that you have to learn all over again and become a different master.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. The master becomes the student.
Yes.
Whew, child.
Indeed.
I guess we're just going to get right into it. I don't even know how to pose the question. It's not even a question. Is there a question in here? Or Diva, help.
I didn't think there was a question. But
let's just put it this way. poetic, since this is Flutter Out Saturday, we want to know how you take control of your woman's body. Mm-hmm. So just do all the things that you thought were wild. So we want to know, and we're ready for you.
Okay. I call this piece Slutty Pleasure. Tonight.
Ooh, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Tonight, you will be my bitch. Every nasty itch you have, I will explore. We will start by you requesting daddy to make you his whore. Let me hear the words escape your esophagus as your vocal cords prepare to be bruised while your tears lust. Tonight's session will be brought to you by Poetic's Obsession. By the time I'm through making you come, you will beg me to stop. Just don't try to run. Usually I start with using my lips and my tongue, but in this moment right here, right now, I want to fuck you. I hope you brought a change of clothes, because I'm ripping the ones you have on off, but leave on your shoes. I'm going to tie your hands behind your back. Slowly I will slide my dick into your honey sack. I want to feel you drip all on me. That sound you hear is me forcefully fucking you tonight. And see, I am in beast mode. After I'm done, I will withhold my hot load, because you will swallow me. Swallow me. Now that I've made you explode, I'm going to put in a new cheat code, the one that unlocks your crazy. Because now I need to tight little asshole, and maybe, just maybe, I'll penetrate you softly. I'll ejaculate a little prematurely, but just enough to add to the warming lubricant, so you can have a violent anal orgasm, one where you just can't get enough of my hard stuff. Turn around. I said, turn around. Look into my eyes as you get on your knees. Tonight is about my pleasure, and I definitely have the keys to unlock more and more pleasure. So that's it. Be a good girl and open your mouth. I need intense pleasure. I want you to take your time and suck all of it, slow and steady. But you better fucking look at me. Lick it. Slurp it. Taste it. Use your tongue to moisturize my balls. I know you want to use your hands and all. But just so that doesn't happen, because they're unavailable. Take me deeper and deeper. Do the unimaginable and make me come. Enjoy my semen like a glass of rum. But you can utter a safe word if you can. Just say pineapple calligraphy and I will explode, giving you the satisfaction to taste my dick ink from your oral conclusion. The poem.
Oh, shit. I need some ice more. I need more. My ice melted. Oh, my Lord.
Wait a minute.
Bruised
throat. Swallow. Swallow? That type of ass. On the back door, too? Shit, when you said turn around, I had to turn around and catch myself. God.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay. We can't do no more pieces like this with you. Can't you do no more? Oh, my.
Mm.
Diva. Yeah, Diva, you still there? You didn't fall, did you?
No, I didn't. I'm still trying to collect myself here. Because you brought on some heat tonight. Not like you don't ever bring the heat. You always do, but this is a lot of heat tonight.
Let me tell you something. Right now, this very moment, Poetic, my inbox is jumping from the ladies. They cannot believe how they are being affected because they never heard you speak like this. They heard you be nasty, but this right here, the commands and the strength in your voice. Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm sure that brought on a lot of mini O's. You understand what I'm saying, Diva?
Oh shit, I was almost there. Getting ready to send him over there. Give us a second, please. We are not done with him yet. Wait a minute. This shit was absolutely delicious.
Diva, it was brilliantly filthy. Hey.
There you have it.
It was super, super nasty. And I loved it. Oh my. Okay.
Well,
thank you. I just write a little poetry.
Just a little?
Yeah.
Just a little?
Yeah,
you are definitely a dominant. Okay. We're going to send you over there to the Love Lounge, but would you mind if we brought you back a little bit later to give us the rundown for Epiphany for the week, please?
Because her tight little, I mean, Kalinda is waiting for me.
Oh, my land.
And speaking of tight little, I've never seen her in such a little bit of clothing. Oh, my. Okay. I ain't saying nothing else. Y'all got it going the way you got it going.
Nice little bodycon mini dress. I like skirts and dresses.
I see her in that mini. Now listen, don't y'all go over there. That's business over there, okay? I don't mind y'all being hugged up in the corner, but don't be sliding nothing up in the dark, okay? Don't be sliding nothing up in the dark.
Okay? I mean, y'all shouldn't have the lights so dim.
I can't even handle this no more. All right, Poetic, thank you very much for that deliciousness. I'm going to send you on over to One love, one mic.
I came up here
and upset everything just now. Every damn thing. I'm trying to gather myself. I feel like we need a station identification break, and we just got started. Diva, please, let me play one real quick, okay? Because I got to get my shit together.
I know that's right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Aprella Negra, and I'm joined with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP, and this Tiffany Radio. And you have entered the erotic love zone. Whew, diva, it's about to get even worse. Lord have mercy. All right, let's open up this next microphone to, I don't know if this is Lord tonight or actual King Atterbury, but whoever it is, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Welcome.
How you ladies doing tonight?
We're doing. I don't know right now. I feel like I should be sitting here with my clothes off, but I'm hanging. How you doing?
Oh, wow.
I'm good. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm just enjoying the showcase.
It's right here. What do you think about this topic about let her out Saturday? I mean, are you a dominant in the bedroom?
I'm the unexpected expectation.
Oh. Okay. All right.
So you never know what you're going to get, but you're going to respect what you get.
Ooh. Mm. I guess you like a box of chocolates. You know, you got to look. You, some of them chocolates inside, you don't know what you're going to get, but you're going to like some of them. Okay. So. All right. Well, I know you brought some deliciousness for us to listen to. So whenever you're ready, I'm going to put you over here in the spotlight, and the mic is yours.
All right, thank you. This piece I titled 450 Ascension. Here we both are, moving outside what's traditional, undressing each other as we stare inside of our moment. Last thoughts known was the kiss within the kiss. Activation executed the touch, opened the channel. Standing behind her nice rounded ass, holding her waistline, slowly breathing as I'm speaking in a tone that brings a chill. Hands go lower, touch the clitoris, placing my mouth on her earlobe. Small sounds begin as she back herself up close upon me. Stronger with the embrace as we now face to face. Lay her down without asking as I taste her with sharpness. Now that I have a moist, do not speak. I am already at attention as I spread her legs apart. Our eyes search each other's thoughts. I'm thinking she about to get lost as I'm placing part of myself in her. After a while, I can feel the heat becoming higher. Turn her over without expectation, stroking more with intensity. My name is my name. And she brings her all to me, licking up the middle of her back, filling her mind with ecstasy. Here, my dear, let me kiss your joyful tears. Share French connection as we fill each other's ear. And that's that peace, King, a.k.a. Lord.
David, what you got for that? Oh, my God. I need my fans.
I'm going to tell you right now, this just made me want to take a trip. Okay.
Will you come to South Jersey?
Well, I got to go where the love is. That's in Virginia. But, yeah. But let me tell you, that was hot. I'm like, what? And I tried not to gasp and you know, stuff like that. I had to put myself on mute. I was like, I can't do it because I know me. I'm like, ooh. So, yeah. That was delicious.
Well, when you have a nice, beautiful muse, you know how to present yourself, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
That's right. That's so cool. I'm trying to move to it. Ooh, I'm going to tell you something. The whole piece was delicious, but that was life. That right there. And what did you say about your each other's eyes did what? You did what?
What was that?
About the eyes part, looking in each other's eyes. When you did that laugh after you did that what was that about the eyes?
I can't even flip back. I'm overwhelmed with time.
That's all right.
You know, I did the laugh, and then I said, I'll search each other's thoughts.
Guys, that right there, that was life.
Mm-hmm.
That right there, God help me.
she don't need to speak. Just, I mean, like, be quiet. I mean, you ain't got to say nothing. Just enjoy the moment.
Oh,
there's
God.
More to it.
Yeah, okay. Lord Atterbury,
mm-hmm.
That was absolutely delicious.
Yes.
Y'all just,
thank you.
Back
before we let you go on over there to the Love Lounge, can you tell everybody what you got going on
mm-hmm.
in the world of Epiphany's Universe, please? And you got something going on outside of it, too. Why don't you let us know what's going on with you?
Hey, Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern time, Epiphany Radio. I mean, King and Queen's Quarters. Check us out. Catch the vibe. It's always live with music and great poetry. Thursday nights on Let's Talk Channel, you know, King's Dream. We always highlighting someone in the mix. You know what I mean? Great poetry, great conversation. Tuesday nights at 8 p.m., Poetry Corner. You never know what you're going to get on there. So stay alive and feel the vibe. 8 p.m. Eastern time. Let's talk.
Ooh, yeah. Lord.
All right.
Even if I'm good the way you see it there. All right. Lord Atterbury, thank you very much for
mm-hmm.
all that deliciousness. I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. Go on, grab yourself a booth or a table, sit back, and just sit back and enjoy yourself.
Yeah. No doubt. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you. Wow.
Good.
Lord, right, see now.
Google Mooga. That was only two poets that came up in here just now, right? Two artists, right? Lord, good God Almighty. All right, yeah, we're going to open up this next microphone to our Canadian connection, and we know she bringing some deliciousness to it. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Hey, Lady A, how you doing tonight?
Hello, my divas. Well, it's pretty hot under the collar. It's
okay.
Hot under the collar. I ain't got no collar on, but it's hot under something. That's for sure. this is definitely one of them special nights. I'm gonna have to take care of myself real good tonight.
Lord,
how you doing tonight, Diva?
I'm doing well, thank you. As long as I can see the ocean, I'm doing fine.
I know that's right. That is such good medicine. That is truly, truly healing, to be near the water like that, to hear it, to smell it. Oh, my God.
Stick your feet in it. Oh, I was in the water today. Really. The latest in the years that I've been swimming was, I think, September the 25th, 1 year. I was still in the water.
Wow.
Talk for sure.
I would love it. God, in water. I'm trying to tell you. I would love it. Y'all know how I am with that shit. Okay. All right. Lady A, what do you think of this topic tonight about him flooding out his woman and her being obedient?
Are you an obedient? Are you a submissive? Or are you a dominant?
Well, I have to say that, wow, I think my experience has been being the dominant, but because they didn't know what they were doing. But I would like to experience a man who knows what he's doing and takes the lead, for sure. As long as I feel safe, as long as I feel comfortable and like-minded, then it's something that I'm open to. You know,
oh, girl.
I would like that. I would like to feel somebody in charge.
Oh, girl. It's a whole, you know, you can, me personally, I love it. It's necessary for me.
Yeah.
I get a little high off of it because you are letting your guard down completely. You know how much it takes to actually give complete and total trust to someone and just allow them to do, you know, whatever without you believing or even letting the thought come in your mind that they may harm you. That doesn't even cross your mind. And just,
I think you used the right word,
child, and to be told, look, and it's not just them telling you, they have to say it a certain way. You can't just come in there and be like, all right, you know, do this, do that. No, you gotta, it's okay, so, I ain't even gonna go there, but I'm telling you, it's the way that it's put to you, the way that they're handling you at that time when they are saying what they're saying. It's a game. It is a game, but it's a game to play. Well, Diva, I hope your wish is fulfilled. But until
I don't know. Ever happen, but it could be.
Don't think like that. You're going to get it. You're going to get so good one day, you ain't going to know up from down. I'm trying to tell you. And it's going to be a wonderful thing. Believe me. I know you brought something. You got to think like that. You got to manifest that shit, girl. I'm trying to tell you. I'll be like, thank you for that. You know. Think it like it has already happened, like you already have it. And you'll have
claim it.
It shall happen for you. I'm trying to tell
claim
you,
it.
Claim it, baby. Don't play with the universe. You got to let the universe know you ain't playing with it. You know, give it up. You know? But that's a whole other conversation. I ain't trying to get into the spiritual side of things right now. I'm trying to keep it in the
hard
erotic.
To be spiritual when you're being erotic.
Well, Now, wait a minute, because, you know, the eroticism is, well, for me, sex, it is spiritual worship of the body and the mind and the spirit combined. Girl, all right, I'm back up because I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Mistress and the Newborn Masochist. Leather reins to hair harnessed. Mistress, please don't be heartless. Oh, you must wait and obey. 'Tis I who leads and shows the way. Black lace wings deceive. Knitted spider webs poised to receive. Sticky web swath encircle virgin pure with each caress. Anticipation elicits rhythmic, pulsing, thrumming, throbbing kitties, amour. Newborn masochist perhaps finds pleasure when mistress slaps. She thinks 'twas man who devour her virtue, begins to see it isn't true. Between the blows, bum and thighs, female touch ignites lust's cries. Breasts with nipples taut, she begs mistress pinch and suck. Do not tell me how to play. On your back, the girl obeys. Cane in hand, mistress means to punish her for trying to lead. Her skin melts, her tricks and gorge, she licks the little miss. mistress brings her to the peak, the highest mountain, and she screams, shuddering, quaking, and with aftershocks, the door opens. In he walks, legs held high on Adonis' shoulders, her virtue taken, passion smolders, meets each thrust craving more. She cries out, again, encore, and peace.
Mm-hmm. Well, do. All right,
well,
now.
Damn.
Encore. Yes.
Wow. Diva, did you just hear what she said? Oh,
yeah.
You go first, because I got a couple things to say. She thinks 'twas man who devoured her virtue. Girl obeys. That shit is so motherfucking sexy. Ooh. And the holler out the house. I love y'all coming in here and giving this. I love this. Oh my God. Lady A, that was hot.
Yeah.
Well, you can't help but think once in a while. Like, it's never been my experience, but my imagination can imagine it. A woman knows where a woman needs to be touched and how it all works, and you kind of wonder if that would be, you know, might be a good idea.
Absolutely. Mm. One thing about women, we will explore our own bodies.
Yeah.
So, yes, we do know. And I feel sorry for the women that don't get in touch with their feminine side like that and learn their own bodies. Because a lot of them will get into a relationship and they don't even know how they want to be touched. So they can't respond the right way. They become apprehensive because some of those feelings that the man will bring about when he does touch her a certain way, she'll hold back from it out of fear of him maybe making her feel funny about it, her reaction. You know, I've done it before I learned who I was. Now, that was.
Do you think the majority of men really know how to touch a woman?
Not until the woman tells them how she wants to be touched.
Yeah.
Every woman's body is different. Every woman's body is different. Her sensitivity is, her levels of sensitivity are in different places. Her erogenous zones don't follow statistics. They don't follow the guidelines and what is popular and what's written is popular. The man can learn the human body and learn how to manipulate the nerves and the body. But personally, for that woman, that one particular woman that he is trying to please, only she can teach him how she wants to be touched and how she wants to be made to see. And that's just the way it is. I don't care what it said, what's popular belief or stated. You know, if he do this, if he do that, no, baby. No, he could do that to you. But how I want him to touch me, it's got nothing to do with you. You have no idea, neither does he, until he touches me in that place. And I let him know, right there.
It doesn't even have to be in that particular place. It can be your back, you know, with his fingertips, the way he touches your back and your neck and your thighs.
Mm.
Yummy.
Absolutely. But you know what? You know where it starts before he even touches you physically. It starts in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
He has to stimulate your mind, and he has to stimulate your spirit as well. He has to touch your spirit. In order for a woman to relax like that, she has to be connected with him spiritually and mentally first. Because the physical part is just a small part, okay? You can, anybody can touch you. Anybody can fuck you. That don't mean it's good for you or it's good to you. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I am. Because I can stimulate my damn self with my mind.
Yes.
That's how I see, you know.
I'm a pro at it.
Trust me, honey, I got control over me. And I can sit here completely still and think myself into one of the best orgasms from head to motherfucking toe. I'm trying to say I ain't got to do nothing but sit here and think about it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've had dreams. I've had orgasms in my dreams. Have you ever had that happen?
Oh, honey, I've had the wet dream, trust me, and woke up like and was still convulsing when I was waking up. Yeah, I've had those dreams, yes. Not a whole lot of them, but I've had some, yes. And they, I hate coming out of them. And they are delicious, yes. Lady X, thank you so much, Diva, for bringing that deliciousness up in here. Mm-hmm. Girl. You trouble.
Yeah, the nipples hardening and help us, Lord.
Thank you.
I'm trying to get past anything, but I just named. Yeah, man.
I'm really, really in a mood. I'm feeling some type of way. I'm trying to keep myself from going there while I'm live.
No.
On this damn video.
Very difficult.
Yeah.
I'm so heated right now. I'm trying to tell you. Fire burning right now.
And in the boat's rowing.
Girl, I ain't even going to touch the man in the boat. I'm going to leave her. Okay, I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge because got
all
Lord
right.
Hanbury over there. And Poetic is over there. Probably, y'all, I'm going to tell you what. Belinda, you better be behind that bar ready to serve because I'm sending another customer over there. Van, back up. Let that child work. Lady, I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. Thank you very much. One love, one mic.
Yes.
One love,
one mic.
One love, one mic.
So, tonight, I'm feeling all of this shit. Vibration. Oh my God. Okay. All right. We're going to open up this next microphone to I almost pressed the wrong damn button. Ooh, child. Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Oh, how you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. How are y'all doing?
We doing.
Okay. I might have to be like Poetic. I'm too young for this show. I might be too young. I might have to check my ID or something like that, you know. All the, and I'm gonna tell you, my Coco brother, I know he had it in him. I mean, he's a dynamic poet. But, I'm proud of him. Yes. I'll cheer him more.
Got me some kind of way. But what do you think about Auto? I want to ask you, are you a dominant?
Yeah.
In the bedroom?
Yeah. Well,
do you like your woman submissive in the bedroom? Or do you like to keep the energy matched?
Nah, I want to dominate.
You're dominant? Okay. Okay. And you know what? I don't even know why I asked you that because I remember what you said a couple shows ago. You said that you
open up.
You go to war or you go to battle when you go down on that woman? Child.
Well, I go to war when she opened up her legs.
Yeah, I heard you. Let me get a bottle of water. I need a drink. And I tell you what, Lord have mercy. Well, I'll tell you what. While I'm drinking my water, I'm going to stand back and I'm going to put the spotlight on you, and the mic is yours.
The name of this freestyle is called Poetic Blues. I need you to understand that I am that Oochie Coochie man. You see, when I go down on you, sometimes my thoughts and my everything, I became provoked. She said to me, stop playing around and give her a deep throat. She wanted a big portion. She destroyed my nut like it was an abortion. I'm like the typical cause for her wet draws. I'm like my game be so tight that I have no flaws. I want her to arch her back. I want to go ahead and go for the attack. See, it's like the maximum when I'm killing it and drilling it. My poetic blues. You see, baby, I am a man, a Oochie Coochie man. Make your feeling, make your whole words jump up to the ceiling. I need your wet spot to go ahead and dial my number, because you keep me hard like a cucumber. I want to go ahead and make that thunder. I want to drill your ass so deep down under. I want you to yell. I want you to give that motherfucking story a tell. Go ahead and switch that ass around. I'm not asking anymore. Don't you know I spread those cheeks and I hope you see when I go ahead and open up your legs, I want to go ahead and do it on the floor. Do it in the kitchen. Let me go ahead and give you that description. I want you to swallow me like it's no tomorrow. I want you to be gagging with your tears falling down like a sorrow. You know the deep end reflections. I want to hear you go ahead and gaggle. Go ahead and gargle it. Go ahead and let it travel. I need you to gobble gobble. I need to hit your esophagus like it's so damn hostile. You know the environment. I was beating that pussy like it was my requirement. You know what it is. So turn that ass around and call me that Oochie Coochie man. Poetic blues style. Playing that harmonica. What I hear from the back and let yourself relax. Damn it, I want to fuck you until you have a heart attack. I want to drill that shit like a damn... Like if I had that kind of crazy ass too, I should refuse. You know how it is when my erotic mind goes down deep like in your slutty self. But no help. My poet blues. I want to bring it. I want to be that manish boy. Yes, I do all I can. And at the end of the night, baby, you be saying, I'm a man. This is Automatic Terrence Mack, the lyrical engine, 10 gears in the Marlin vibrant drive.
Okay,
oh, my word.
You, man.
Okay.
Damn.
Did I hear something about stroking your throat like it's hostile or something? I'm thinking, wait a minute. You just go all in and go hard. Wow. Ooh,
Like a hostile environment.
Yeah,
go down to something like a hostile environment. Lord have mercy.
You go to war down below, and then you wow.
I'm gonna say
okay.
It. If she can walk straight, that means I ain't do my job. If she can walk straight, that means I ain't do my job.
I hear that. Yeah, I can definitely understand that. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with being that. That's a happy soreness right there. That kind of walk make you smile with it. You know, even though it's sore, it's tender down there because you done moved all the furniture around, rearranged all the damn furniture. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ooh.
I must say this.
You know how I mark my territory?
Mm-hmm. I hear.
I mark my territory on her by delivering cream on her face.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, you do the cream. Okay. I'm gonna send you on over there to the Love Lounge.
Yeah.
And you can join Lady Lay. He's over there and you got Poetic is over there and child, and you got Lord Atterbury is over there too. So go on over there, grab yourself some food for a table. Thank you for coming through.
Is it dark over there? Is it dark over there?
It's just a little. It's dim. It's a dim light.
You know,
it's a night.
If it's dark, that means anything goes. Man,
Lord have mercy.
Okay.
Oh, Diva, I think I'm going to do another station identification. Real quick.
Absolutely.
One. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is now 20 minutes after 10 o'clock hour, and you have approximately 40 minutes to get up in here. Get in here at least by 11. No, actually make it 10:59, because by 11 o'clock, the Blog Talk Lady ain't got no chill. She going to cut you off. Her cutoff game is a beat, and you will not be able to continue to listen to the show or even participate. For those of you streaming online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Come on and press one. And join us.
Yeah.
We love you too. Diva. We're getting ready to get killed again. Because we got our Diva up in here. We got Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Gilzwina, a.k.a. Edwina Simmons. Hey, Diva. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
I am doing well. Good evening, Divas. How are you ladies doing? Ooh, you guys are cutting up.
I'm trying to hang in here.
Cutting up. Goodness. Somebody go get Van and put him in the corner.
He's already in the corner.
Have mercy.
Over there messing with my mixology. People be working. He got
her. Ooh, and this VIP, Perla Negra, the Erotic Love Zone is a spot to be. You guys, I told you I'd get my notebook out every Wednesday night and try some of this stuff on my vision board.
What? That's what I'm talking about. Yes, yes.
Like, what you, where you put the leg? Where you got to put the leg? Where'd that go?
Oh,
my God.
So, tell me, what do you think about this topic tonight, about him slutting you out? Are you a dominant or are you a submissive? Do you like your man to take control? Are you obedient?
I can be, yes. I think that I can go either way because I get a certain joy out of being, you know how you just get into pleasing him in any way that you want to, you know?
Yeah.
And then you see how he reacts to it, so you kind of take control of it. But if at any time he's like, no, I said do this, then you like, you know, all of that will come down. All of that bravado will come out of your throat.
Absolutely.
Gotta let you know. The submission
Absolutely.
Comes naturally mm-hmm. at a point, but sometimes it's fun to, you know, take control and let him just sit back and enjoy, you know, you
well,
and your
absolutely.
Zone. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Girl, yes, I do know what you're talking about. Ooh. Lord, y'all gonna mess around, make me go break my covenant with myself to stay to myself. Trying to shake this shit off real quick.
The
and
night
look,
is young. Good luck with that.
Child, don't egg me on, please. Lord have mercy. I'm trying to do some other things. My guardian angel is sitting up there pulling their hair out like this woman.
Right.
Oh,
their arms crossed like,
Yes.
I know my guardian angel on her second pack of Newports 100s tonight. That's
the
thing. I just say it got no sense.
I hear you, girl.
Oh, good.
Well, I can definitely do this today. Now, Queen Samantha, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because you never, never disappoint. I know you brought something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, you guys setting the bar really high. I hope I can. I was writing as you were, after I heard your pieces, started writing this piece. So I don't know if it's, I think it's going to be a to be continued that I'm going to bring back next week. Mm-hmm. So
that's
we'll start with this one.
All right, well, I'm going to stand back and put you in the spotlight. The mic is yours.
Okay. All right, this piece doesn't have a title. I have a confession to make. I haven't been serving you pineapple juice all day for your sake. See, I anticipate the sweet taste of my dedication. Tonight, this body I'm about to take is premeditated. My objective is to make your soul shake. My goal is to be in complete control of this moment. To hold it in my hands like ashe, mold it into folds like energy. I won't stop until you're empty, too replete to even speak. Well, not me exactly, you see. Tonight, you'll be getting an intro to my alter ego, my Shiro, the holder of my inhibitions, the keeper of the heat. So tonight, when you get home, you'll find that we've prepared a feast, seven different courses filled with something good to eat. Don't hold back to expect it to completely clean your plate. You're going to need your energy for the trip you're about to take. Next, you'll find your bath is drawn, the candles lit, the music's on. Relax as I wash your body, scrub your scalp, wash your hair, then rub you down with oils and massage you everywhere until I remove your towel and tie back my hair. But first, I'll stand straddled over you and start to touch myself, play my pussy like piano keys until my walls melt. Watch me close, you'll see the spark of wildness in my eyes as I caress my breast and stroke my wet till cream runs down my thighs. I've got your full attention as your third leg grows rigid. Daddy, may I fix it? Give me permission. Say yes, please. Instead he commands me, do it the fuck now. And I exceed. See, at his lead, submission comes so easily. I feel an urgency in seeing him pleased. I am at ease providing whatever he needs from me, so I relieve him, giving him full consent to take dominion of my mouth, my throat, the wholeness of his foot, my wholeness at his full disposal. As he pokes and strokes, I slurp and choke, take you in until my lips touch your hairs. He said, there, good girl. Then he tilts back his head and embraces my tongue twirls until his heart-shaped head purls with the wet of his lust. Then he spends his full load in my throat in one thrust. He commands me, bend over, stand up on your toes, lock your knees back, baby, breathe through your nose. So I take my perch upon his lap and ride him like a pro. Watch me go as I ride him like a racehorse. And I'm headed for the gold. When I'm finished, I'll hop off your limp body, stand in front of the fan, take my stance arm akimbo like a superhero in front of the window, self-satisfied. It slept me out Saturday. I forgot about my pride, so there's no need to pretend. I'll do anything to serve this happy ending. There's no need in pretending. I'll do anything to serve this happy ending. And that's the piece for now. I'm sorry.
And you said, wait a minute. Hold on. You said you was writing this while you was listening to us? Girl.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I want more from the TV. Continue. Wait a minute. You said playing like piano keys. And he said, do it the fuck now. You give him full consent to take dominion of your mouth. Girl, I'm not worried from that shit. Damn.
Wait a minute. I got stuck at, I won't stop until you're empty. I'm, what? Oh.
Ooh.
I'm like, yeah.
I heard about girls like you. We're a special breed. I get it. Trust me, I get it. That's why my damn mouth water. I understand. Girl, you came up here and shit. All the furniture that the other poets done moved around, you done rearranged it to your what they call it, feng shui or feng shui. Damn.
Oh, yeah. Whatever it is, damn.
Whatever.
Okay.
That was awesome. That was so damn delicious. Damn. Girl, you are an amazing writer. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Wordplay is great.
Oh. Like, damn.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that so much.
Man, Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Before I let you go on over there and level out, which we need more divine energy, female energy over there in the love lounge. So before we let you go, can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany's universe? And I hear that you got some other stuff going on outside of Epiphany too.
Yes, we are busy, busy bumblebees. So every Monday, Monday nights, I am one half host of King and Queen's Quarter with my host, the very fresh King Atterbury that came through earlier, or Lord Atterbury.
Lord have mercy.
Right. That guy is my co-host. On Monday nights, 9 p.m. This week, I think we are getting another treat, a sneak preview from the boss man. You know, he's been sneaking out of retirement So I think we're going to have the night off this coming Monday. Yeah, but then the following week, we should be back regularly scheduled. Stay tuned to see what we have going on as far as a theme. Other than that, outside of Epiphany, we also have Tuesday nights, the Poetry Corner, and on Thursday night, King's new show is going to be coming up. Stay tuned for more information about that as well. And I'll be there. That's about it.
That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you very, very much. Now you go on over there to the Love Lounge and make sure Poetic and my mixologist, Kalinda, are in sight, in eye view.
Okay.
She still got a job to do. All right.
Okay.
I'd appreciate it.
All right. I'm going to try to keep an eye on them, but I got to see which way Otto went because Mr. Automatic. Got to keep my eye on him now.
Got to watch out for that one, honey.
Going
to war on the pussy and making girls have heart attacks and stuff. I don't know what
you a wild boy. That's all I can say is you a wild boy.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
My goodness.
Diva, thank you so much for coming through. One love, one
night.
One love, one night.
Wow. Diva, you know what? I think we need a little break. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a music break. And Poetic Darling, when I come back from the music break, I'll be bringing you back in. So please make yourself decent, you know, busy up your appearance, because we're pulling you back in here. All right, Diva, how about that?
How about that?
Like it's magic. I see nobody but you. I'm never confused. Hey, I'm so used to being you. We live in our lives. Hey, you're my favorite kind of night.
Girl, you're perfect.
You're always worth it.
I'm gonna give it to you. like. Been out of urge that I can't fight. It's a lot of time in one night. And I'm a little boss, but I'm off by. Trying to eat you and I'm trying to kiss you. Cause I know you're freaky and you wanna taste you. Yeah, I fucking feel you, mean I feel you. Fucking shit, I feel you coming. Ain't gon' be no running off. I'm 5'5", I can handle it. You're 5'5", I ain't scandalous. You ain't gotta be mine to do all this. Gotta make time for you, that bitch. Keep it real with ya, real with ya, real with ya. I'm tryna experience, experience, experience. Gotta take me serious, serious, serious. Oh no.
Welcome back, everybody. Whew. This is the Erotic Love Zone. I'm your host, the Perla Negra. I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. And you are listening to Epiphany Radio, for real entertainment network. You have approximately 14 minutes to get up in here before you cannot enter. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to join us. Diva, I'm getting ready to interrupt something, I think, and just bring Poetic back in here for a second. Oh, Poetic, darling. Get ready, because here we come.
It was just a little...
Hey, Poetic.
Oh, hey.
Poetic,
hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Can we feel your way for another, like, couple more, like maybe 2 minutes at the moment?
Sure.
Could you please give us the rundown for Epiphany?
It would be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, it's going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric and Kimbrella Renee. Saturday night, let's talk about it, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night, the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, Alonzo, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night will be the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. The Real, The Poet Douglas, La Perla, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night, Mojave's taking the night off. Iron Man needs a break. But we'll be right back here next Wednesday for another fine edition of the Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I haven't gotten any reports on you, so I appreciate you being discreet about whatever's going on over there. But I'm going to send you on back over there. Oh, wait a minute. Damn, I'm sending him right there. All right, Poet.
Yeah, got to go. Sorry, got to go.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One mic.
Oh, my goodness.
Diva, I think, you know, I'm in the mood to do another piece. This is untitled. But it's still a piece, nonetheless. I'm just in that kind of mood. All right?
I hear ya. Mm-hmm. Like it's yours.
Thank you. I'm a creature of habit. I've got a bad habit pouring into what I love. I love the way of you. If I could pour my eroticism into you, whenever, wherever we are, I would give you energy through unbroken eye contact so strong, you would not only feel my desire for you, but know that you are the reason for it. And whoever is blessed to be in our presence couldn't help but touch themselves. I would give you little teases of touch and soft whispers of how I miss the way that you taste and feel when you're on my lips. And when it comes to our time to invade each other's space, I will worship your body with mine. Your breath hovering my skin between each kiss placed, reminding me how you are the architect of our lovemaking, how my body is your blueprint. The human spirit is prey to the most astounding impulses, and I'd happily be the prey for your urges to hunt. I'll bear my soul through the spreading of my thighs for you to satisfy your view, watching, hearing, feeling me the act as you slide inside. You have matched my energy. So come with me and come for me as our worlds come together and become one. I want you. I love you. So forfeit your tool of fear. There's nothing taboo, nothing hidden. I am your release. And the only transgression would be not to be able to touch you. And that's their peace.
That was
it's a little something. Did you want to throw another piece up in there yourself, or you ready to shut this down?
Well, before we do, maybe I'll do a recent one, What Makes Me Wet.
Ooh,
how about
right.
That?
Well, mic is yours.
Thank you. As you lay naked on the bed, I ease upon you to taste. The fact that you're a grower, not a shower, thrills my psyche whenever or wherever you come. I guarantee it won't go to waste. My tongue begins a journey on the topography of your body, each dip and curve you possess. I travel slowly, tasting every nuance. Nipples pebble, stomach ripples, goosebumps running up and down your body, listening groans, expletives that flow throughout the room. Your hand pushes me to your manhood. I salivate at your wetness, which sets my mind to cream. I give in and taste. Your flavor bursts on my tongue. Your hands begin to grab the sheet in ecstasy, but you look to see me, and that look says you want me, need to be within me. So before you peek, I climb on and sink down slowly, slowly until all of you disappears. As I ride, I glide. Grab the sheet, I'm about to escape. We climaxed together. It was intense, never to forget. Pleasing you pleases me, and that makes me wet. That's that piece.
What the fuck I'm talking about right there? Yes, yes. I loved it. I loved it. Diva, tonight was amazing from the first poet to the last. simply amazing. Y'all made me hot. You made my mouth juicy and other parts wet. And I appreciated it. Every last bit of the feeling that I'm getting. It's just a shame that my bed is empty aside from me. But that's all right. I'm going to take care of that. I'm going to handle my own self. Because can't nobody love me better than I love myself. But, Diva, this was an awesome show. Once again, thank you.
Yes,
always, riding, bringing your awesomeness, you know. And ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say thank you to all the amazing artists that brought your unique, wonderful, hot, nasty pieces up in here. Your styles is awesome. Diva, you going to give your last word for the closing of the show?
Absolutely. Everyone, just thank you so much for participating tonight. And all of those who were streaming, I just appreciate it so much. But listen, we're back at another thing. So y'all be careful out there. Wear your masks still, and y'all just do what you got to do not to get this Omicron. All right. God bless you guys.
All right, everybody. Yes. Continue to love one another, respect one another, and keep a good relationship going with yourself. And with that, thank you very much. We couldn't do this without you. I'm okay.
You like? Don't be scared. Come closer. You never saw me like this before, huh? I've been a goody daddy.
About the same. Because I was debating, but something said that's one of my friends. So let me open up this mic real. See, because that was the closing song. I was going to shut it down.
Yeah, you can shut it down whenever you feel like it, man. But I'll call it in.
Well, I want to ask you something. Do you know what
girl,
the topic
you can
is
ask
tonight?
Me whatever you want, girl. Whatever you want, girl.
You know what the topic is tonight, right?
Hell no.
Well, it is called Slut Her Out Saturday. And what that means is this is your day as a man. You get to do whatever, whenever, and however you want with her. And she has to be
like
obedient.
I can punch in the back of her head and do whatever I want to do?
I will not be a party to the violence that you choose.
You just said.
I was kind of thinking,
you just said do what I want.
I was thinking along the lines of something a little gentler and more sensual than that, but it's the heck to eat.
Okay.
Can
I smack her upside her head while I'm hitting her from the back?
If that's what turns you on, it's Slut Her Out Saturday. So, you know. And
so how come
to,
you said no to me punching in her head?
I have no knowledge in that kind of stuff, so I can't agree with it. But if that's what you want, I mean, it just sounds violent.
Girl. You play your cards right. I'll punch you in the back of your head. You'll love it.
I'm going to punch you in the back of my head. I'm going to punch you in your damn balls. Don't you punch me in my head. Don't punch me
girl,
nowhere.
Girl, stop threatening me with a good time.
Bite your ass. Bite the shit out of you.
Ooh, and she bite too. Hercules.
I'm trying to take a sip of water here.
I'm sorry. My bad. I'm just joking.
Lordy. Well, I'd like to know, and we have a few listeners still on the line that will probably like to know, too. What did you bring? Don't come up in here talking about, I just called to say hi. No. This is the erotic.
Really? You won't let me just say hi?
Hell to the no.
So mean to me. All right, fine. I have some poetry.
Yes, please. I would appreciate it. And so would the rest of the listeners.
I mean,
I
was the last caller. I just wanted to say hi, but fine. I'll do poetry.
Please. Well,
I can go.
What I'm going to do. Wait a minute. Can you wait a second? I'm trying to put you in the spotlight first. Let me adjust it.
My bad.
Yes.
That's too bright, but okay. Okay.
Shh.
There you go. That's the right light.
Ready? There. All right. The mic is yours.
Mm, mm, mm. I want you to listen to this verse in slow motion until its conclusion, and no, it's not just poetry, but your sexual solution to your nasty bad girl revolution. I want to smoke that ass so bad that it might cause a pollution. My attachment to you needs no substitution. And yes, sweetheart, I intend to fuck you and your friends because my dick is a perfect equal opportunity for distribution. Now let me kiss your privacy privately, licking your clit like candy so carefully, like licorice unconsciously, sucking on your clit and bringing your whole ass to me until you're begging me to stop. So quit all that screaming and just come in my mouth until you blow your top. I mean, sweetheart, I'm trying to fuck you so good that it would be hard to explain. When I die, I want you to donate my brain to science so that you can talk about the master of nastiness and answer the question about the sexually unexplained. Let me take your fantasies, roll them up in your head like the first time I slid in, stroking you better than when you were just a sexual virgin. And then let you taste you before you let me taste your tongue before I go back and start fucking you slowly, taking you and your pussy to another heights of ecstasy, to another existence on another plane while the magic stick touches different parts of your sexual membrane all over again. I know the trick to you because you know that this kind of sex is just for the same, but I just might fuck you long enough for you to forget your own goddamn name. And yes, I'm not after you for this, and I'm not bragging, but baby, I'm telling you the truth. I want to fuck you in my apartment, in the hallway, in the elevator, and on the roof. I get it. You may want to talk about licking some of the jism, so just so that you can talk your nasty toast, let's get into something really erotic and get into your eroticism. Tell me what you think when your knees are weak. And you're in the presence of a black prince charming, a.k.a. a bona fide freak. Let's call this something that you might want to do when you're asunder. Let me kiss both sets of your lips and introduce you to 9.5 inches of the chocolate boy wonder. And then tell me what you think. I'm trying to figure it all out all over again if you're trying to be my chocolate toy freak. I don't know. I haven't even come yet. I'm just trying to figure out whether or not you have diamonds trapped in your throat or you just want me to taste you like that all over again. And that's that piece.
Damn. Damn. Well, damn. Okay. Did you tell her to shut up and just come in your mouth?
Yes.
Damn. Diamonds top in her throat, or did she just want you to taste her again? Oh, Lord.
Yes.
I was calming down. I really was calming down, and here you come along with your fuckery. Sheesh.
I did nothing.
That was absolutely delicious. But I'm tongue-tied. Oh, my. You know what I like about your pieces, because especially this one, when you give your commands, you soften your voice a little bit, but it's still assertive and strong. Whew, child. I'm going to have to play in some cold water tonight. My goodness. That was delicious. That really, really delicious. And I thank you for that. I'm glad I did decide to open up your mic and not shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
It was well worth it. The time.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, J-Rob, the wise son. Did I get it right this time? The wise son.
There you go. There you go, baby.
Can you please tell us what you have going on in the world of Epiphany's universe?
My pleasure. My own piece was turning me on. Anyway, listen, tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Epiphany Radio Universe presents three words, The Get Down. Featuring yours truly, the Chocolate Boy Wonder, and the man that makes it all happen, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And tomorrow night, we're asking everybody, has a song ever inspired your poetry? I'll say it again for the people in the cheat sheet. Has there ever been a song that has inspired your poetry? Call in. Call in. We want to hear what inspires your poetry. I got a couple of songs.
That'll definitely work. I have so much to say. Thank you.
Yeah, you write that. You know what we do. We stretch your pen. We touch your imagination. We tickle the ivory.
You do. You absolutely do.
As liquid brain matter is dripping. I appreciate you. No, no. We appreciate you. We appreciate you.
No, we appreciate you.
No. No, we appreciate you. Because it's you. No,
we appreciate you.
What you bring
you.
To the table. What you said. You. It's you. It's always been you. It's you, lady. Starting with me.
I love y'all right back. From the tips of my locks to the soles of my feet. I love y'all.
Aw, sugar wooga. You stop that.
Thank you so much. But, darling, I couldn't have shut the show down better than this. And with that, I guess, you know, the bar is probably still open, but tonight,
me and
Kalinda,
we got a special relationship. Don't worry, baby. Don't worry. Me and Kalinda got a special relationship. You shut the show down. You shut the show
down.
Okay. I'm going to go handle something. I'm going to go handle something.
Ran is still over there, so you better watch it.
I'm not worried about that, brother, sweetheart. Me and Kalinda got something special happening. I'm talking. Hey, hey, you have a good night. You have a good night.
Thank you, J-Rock.
I'm headed to the bar. I'm going to have me a good night. Hey, Kalinda.
I'm on my way over there, so bye. I will see you back at
bye, Miss Pearly.
Bye, J-Rock. One love, one mic.
Hey, Kalinda.
Oh, God. Bye. I can't even close your mic. What happened? Ooh. Good night, everybody.